was this the time then you would have met your friend Penny Williams?
Yes, I met Penny Williams. She was in a campaign for Nelson Rockefeller for president. I was campaigning for Eugene McCarthy. And because those two campaigns were very small, there was a joint ice cream social in Woodward Park. And that's when I met Penny.
And that's become a lifelong friendship.
Yes, Penny and I have been friends for 50 years.
Campaigns citywide that you might have worked in?
The main campaign that I remember most about was the campaign for James R. Jones for Congress. This was very exciting. And we won. It was a wonderful campaign. Met a lot of people. All my friends worked in that campaign, and we were very proud of Jim and Olivia.
But I know that even before then, you got involved in precinct work, didn't you?
Yes, I think I was in some precinct work, but I don't remember being chair of the precinct. But I was beginning to be active in the Democratic Party.
My wife, Margaret, early in her life and career here, went to a precinct meeting, and she says, Norma Eagleton was there. This was like bigger than life to her.
Mm.
And she just looked up to you so much. As many young women have, I'm sure, as you become a leader in the community and in the state. But she immediately has that kind of memory of you at a time that you didn't know you were setting an example.
Well, that's interesting. Tulsa had not had women in its city government. No woman had voted in Tulsa's city government until my election.